Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide. And our subject today is, should you be managing? The vast majority of my work nowadays is with tech executives. Tech executives can be CTOs, VPs of engineering, CIOs, sometimes CEOs, etc. But something that I think many of us don't think about enough is the fact that being an executive does not always mean that you have to be managing a whole organization or managing people at all. And let's talk for a second about this, because it might influence your career track. I've worked with several people who were amazing in some parts of the work. They had tremendous impact on the company. They were real force multipliers for the entire organization. They could change things. They were innovative. But when it comes to managing people, it simply was not the right thing for them. When you look at your day-to-day, are you happy? Or does interacting with your team, with your people, actually suck energy out of you? If you are not happy, if you are not excited about working with your team, then maybe you should not be in a role where you are responsible for managing people. You can still have a lot of influence and impact on the company, even without being the VP of engineering, for example. So the first thing that you need to consider here is that no one will give you a gold medal for playing life on hard mode, right? You're not going to get any extra benefit for coming to work day in, day out, and holding a role you don't want to. You get rewarded for the actual results. No one cares if it was hard or not. And therefore, if you are not performing well as a people manager, or if it is not worth it because our life is too short to do this for years on end, then maybe you should reconsider what you're doing. Now, if you're thinking, what can I be if I don't want to manage people, but I do want to be an executive, I do want to have impact, what is left? Well, in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, I talk about the LEAP responsibilities for tech executives. And those include leadership, evangelism, architecture, and people management. People management, as you can hear, is only one part of it. Every executive has some leadership roles in their day-to-day, as in sitting in executive meetings, maybe attending board meetings, that sort of stuff. But you don't have to be managing people day in, day out. When we talk about evangelism, when we talk about architecture and innovation, those two extra responsibilities can provide you with a lot of leverage and still not have to manage a team at all or manage a very compact team. For example, when we're talking about evangelism, I saw this implemented as a CTO that's very outward-facing, going to conferences, talking about your SDKs and your integrations and talking to partners. Some companies have a field CTO who is responsible for talking to these prospects, partners, and so forth. And they usually don't have big teams or teams at all. They use resources from other parts of the organization, but they don't have to have their own team. Another example would be if we're talking about architecture and innovation. Some companies have a chief architect who is an executive but doesn't actually manage a team or manage a very small team. And same for innovation. I took part in several sort of CTO labs kind of teams where you have a CTO that has some innovation, some idea about doing something that might be worthwhile. And these tend to be very, very small teams with a small bunch of senior engineers who don't need a lot of management, who do not require ongoing attention, and therefore you can position yourself in some combination of these responsibilities to have a role where you have a lot of impact, you have a lot of say, you are an executive, there's no doubt about it, but you don't have the stress of managing dozens and dozens of people, of taking care of their growth plans, of finding out the next way to hire the next couple of dozen of people in this quarter, whatever it is. And for this episode, I just want you to consider, what is the right path for you and your career? I've helped several people who, after years spent in this misery, realized that this was not the right track for them, and that they can do amazing things if they just step aside a bit. And most of the times, these transitions were incredibly valuable for the person I was working with and for the company itself. So consider this, try and put your ego aside and just think, what would make you happier? What would make your quality of life better, and what is likely to be better for the company over the long term? That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives with exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else once a week. Thank you, and talk to you soon.